现下来。
Start to the tourway northwest London. Tuesday, 6th day of Hanukkah. Rosh Chodesh Teves, Lamed Kislev, 31st of December. Dayan Shmuel Simon's Shlita Hanukkah Inyan. This week's tourway is sponsored by family Dean Cohen. Lichud Simchas Habar Mitzvah of Moti Cohen this coming week. He rotsa and shizka rovus kim rav nachas simenu chal yotzeichu l'tehem. Lischus hashvum v'achaylem amil chamosh shachsul l'tehem l'shalom v'mheiro.
Amen.
Just to set you up here.
Good morning. Good chodesh. Felich in Chanukah. The title is a theme of Chanukah. I wanted to speak a few minutes on the concept, which comes out quite often, of davening for nes. We all daven. Tefillah is, as we know, Yesod Hadas, and we're always brought up that for nes, a miracle shaleik derech hateva, which goes against all, against nature, one can't daven. Chas v'sholem, a person has a chelik v'seich v'esoi. And the only way to have a full shalema is with a nes shaleiket derech hateva. We're brought out that one can't daven for nes shaleiket derech hateva. But Hanukkah is a time when be'emes we daven for nes shaleiket derech hateva, and we have to understand it. The Gemara says in Shabbos that Hanukkah was established when the Kohanim and the Heichal, they found a pach shemen, which only had enough oil for one day, and they lit against all laws of nature for 8 days. And from there, Chazal were mesaken halal v'hoido. What's halal v'hoido? Praise. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the incredible miracle that he did. And we thank him. Thanking means we thank him for the past, for the miracle that he did of the Pach Shemen. And of course, the Nitzach and HaMelchoma, Rabin Biad Ma'atim. The Ramah being done in Shulchan Aruch. Now when Chazal were mesaken hoido, as we know, that's alanissim. Alanissim in benching. Alanissim in shmein esor. If somebody forgets to say alanissim, he doesn't repeat it. But, says the Ramah from Mishonim, that if he's in benching, and he's already finished benching, he's just finished the four brachas, he can say a harachamon. He can say a rachamon for Chanukah in Shmoneh Esrei as well. If somebody's got to end of Shmoneh Esrei and he remembers he forgot Alanissim, he can add in a rachamon. What's the nusach of this rachamon? It's not a thank you. It's a bakosha. It's a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The nusach is HaRachamon Yaseh Lonu Nisim Niflois K'shem Shasisal Avisin Nambayim B'zman Hazeh. We're no longer in the Birchas Hodah. He's finished Alakoyl. He's finished Bruch HaMoedim. He's not thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you say a Bruch of HaRachamon. You're a Bakosha. It's a Bakosha Lahavo. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should do miracles just as you did to our forefathers in those days. You should do it today. There was an Esa Pach Shemen, which the right time would be to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Birchas Hodah. But we dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bakosha. It's an incredible idea, and the truth is that every time we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for anything, we should always ask for more. Normally you think that when you thank your mother for something, you don't ask for more. It's enough that they gave us a present. But the real Hodah is when you ask for more. We find with Yehuda, Leah had four sons, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. She came to the fourth son, and she called him Hodah. It was a Hodah. He thanked him for four sons. Vatamod miledes. The pasuk says she temporarily stopped having more children. And the Mefarshim explained, because the Mishnah says in Brochus, whenever we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the past, we should always ask him for the future as well. Unlike with the boss of a dome, with human beings, you don't ask for more. But that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give. And if we really appreciate what he's given us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us more, and therefore we can ask for more. And that's a concept. So when in Shmoneh Esrei, when we Moedim, we thank Hashem. But there's also Tefillah Lahavod. If somebody forgets Moedim, you say Harachamon. That's the Ramah. It's not a Gemara that we say Harachamon. It's a Ramah that we should always ask for more. And we should ask more of what? Of a nes k'shem shal sisal avisinu b'yomim ha'im, which is a nes shalei k'dei chateva, that next time we have a bottle of oil, we ask for the miracle against all laws of nature. The Shari Tshuva on Shulchan Aruch brings from the Tuva Asher, his grandfather. Tuva Asher was a famous Tuva Asher. He wrote a sefer on Hilcha Shechita. But he also had a Pirush on the Gemara. And in Masechta Shabbos, he says he doesn't understand. Of course, we daven for everything. We ask Kadosh Baruch Hu. Our whole life is davening and asking. But we cannot daven for Nesha Leike Derech HaTeva, equivalent to a bottle of oil, which only had oil for one day, and a nace against all laws of nature, life for 8 days, we cannot ask for a Nesha Leike Derech HaTeva. And he disagrees with the Ramah, that you can't say Harachamon, you can't ask for a nace which goes against all laws of nature. What's his proof? He brings interesting proof from a Mishnah in Brachas, where the Mishnah says in Brachas that if somebody wants to daven for his wife who's pregnant, and he knows she's pregnant, but he doesn't know what she's going to have, a boy or girl, and he's desperate for a boy or he's desperate for a girl, and he davens that after she's become pregnant, that it should be a boy, says in Mishnah, it's a tefillah shov. There is no such a tefillah davening once she's pregnant that she should have a boy. Why? You can't change a girl to a boy to a girl. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. With Leah, we found that she was pregnant with six boys. She had six boys. Then she became pregnant with a seventh one. And she starts making cheshbon. If this one's going to be a boy, it means I'm going to have seven boys. Bilhah and Zilpah each had two boys each. And there's going to be 12 Shvatim, so Rachel's only going to have one boy, which is less than Bilhah and Zilpah. I prefer to have a girl, and I should only have six boys and one girl, and then Rachel will have two boys, Yosef and Binyamin. And she davened, and Kachava exchanged from a boy to a girl, and Dina was born.
It happens once.
What?
It happens only once.
What do you mean it happens only once?
Change from a boy for a girl. Never happens,
did it? One second. Fendi Gemara, so why can't you daven? You see it's possible. And Fendi Gemara answers the Gemara, A maskin maisenism. This is a miracle against all laws of nature, and we're not talking about such cases. Says it for Asher, I don't understand. But you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do anything. He can change a boy to a girl, a girl to a boy. So it was a maisenism, but why is it tefillah shov? If I want to daven to change from a girl to a boy, I should be allowed to daven. Elamai, there is no such a thing as davening for a miracle which goes against the laws of nature. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKol Yochel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do anything. He can make a pach shemen of one day burn for 8 days. But you cannot daven for it. And if your wife is pregnant, and it might be a girl, you can't daven for a boy. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't do it. But you can't daven for it. That's a chiddush of Tuva Asher. You can't do such a thing. And therefore, he asks on the Ramah, why on Chanukah or on Purim? If you forget Al Nisim in Hodor, then you're Mevakish in Harachamon. Just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a miracle of 8 days of the oil, so he should do it in the future, such miracles. You can't daven for miracles like Negativa. That's a Tuva Asher's Kasha on the Ramah. Comes the Yeshua Yaakov, who was 200 years ago. Yeshua Yaakov wrote a Pirush on Shulchan Aruch, and he says an incredible answer, but I'd like to explain a little bit with a short introduction, the principle of his answer. Again, the Ramah says you can daven for a miracle against laws of nature. That's what we do on Chanukah, we say Harachamon. And the Tuva Asher says you can't do such a thing, and he brings a raya for a wife who's pregnant, and you can't daven for it to a girl. He says, that's clear. Why would you say that you shouldn't be able to daven for a miracle so they can happen? He says, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring a Yeshua through a miracle which goes against the laws of nature is not something, in inverted commas, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in a natural world where things work naturally. Cause and effect. Everybody does their shtadlus. They do mitzvahs, they do chasod in their own parnosa. With cause and effect, a person brings about his parnosa, his health, with medicines. Everything goes with cause and effect. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to put a human input, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the Yeshua. Of course, one can get confused. One always thinks, Torchi ve'etzem yodi, I'm doing it, it's me who's doing it. Of course, a person has to realize everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in a natural way that everything's a cause and effect. That a miracle against all laws of nature, where there was no human input, where the person didn't do anything, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want. The Gemara says, for instance, yeah, sorry.
Sorry, in the text of Al Amnesty, we're only thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what happened.
Yes, absolutely. You're absolutely right.
It's odd if you forget it.
So the Mechaber brings on the Rosh that in Birchas Hodor you can't ask a Bakosha later. Mishabura has two reasons why you can't mix a Hodor with Bakosha. But when you're in Hodor, in Moedim or in Noidelecho, then you can only talk about Hodor. If you're elsewhere, then you can talk about Bakosha. But when you're in Hodor, you only do Hodor, doesn't mean you're potter from Bakosha. During Chanukah, you have to talk about, you have to think about Bakosha as well. But Birchas Hodor is focused on Hodor. But no question that part of Hodor is always to be mevakesh for the future. Yeah. So as we said, for a person to, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do miracles is not the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to run the world. The Gemara says in Shabbos, a person should not stand in a place of a sakona. He should not hang himself on a scar of a high tree where he put himself in danger, because maybe Hashem won't do a nes. And even if Hashem does a nes for him, he will lose his merits. A person will lose his merits if Hashem does a nes, because that's not the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a person to earn his reward, how a person runs the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to do it. More brings a possible Yaakov Avinu. Who says this, Yaakov Avinu? Maybe I've lost my merits because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did miracles which go against the laws of nature. Avraham Avinu, when he won the battle with the four kings and the five kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Al tira Avraham. Don't be afraid. And Rashi and Chazal say, Avraham Avinu was afraid. This was a miracle against all odds, against nature, against the laws of nature. Avraham Avinu with Eliezer should win a war, was Shlekdei HaTeva, was against nature. And Avraham Avinu was afraid he's going to lose Chosin. Why? Because that's not the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Altio. We'll see later why he says Altio. Is that the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to run the world, cause and effect? And the Ramban in Parshas Noach says, told Noach to build the table to save the whole world, all the animals. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave measurements to the table. Ramban says if you work out the size of the table, there's absolutely no way all the animals could have fitted into the table. So anyway, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a miracle. So why did he tell Noach to build the table? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to do a nes kolu. Everybody has to put their input. Noach has to build the table. Of course, at the end of the day, it's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But everything has to work with cause and effect, not with... Ramban in many, many places says HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to run the world where miracles against the laws of nature are done. Everything's with cause and effect. And that's why a person cannot easily merit a miracle shleike der chateva. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And if it does happen, he may lose chusin. He may lose merits because he doesn't deserve it. That's not what Hashem wants. And that says the Torah Shoy, that's why you mustn't daven for it. That's why the Torah Shoy is of the opinion that if you don't daven for it, like if a wife's pregnant, because that's not the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the world to work when it works against the laws of nature. And that was the opinion of the Torah Shoy. That's where he's coming from. But is Mavur Ramban that although HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to do a miracle shleike der chateva, and miracles against the laws of nature, HaKadosh, that's not the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. But on the other hand, when a miracle does happen, against the laws of nature, something incredible happens. And the Ramban, at the end of Parshas Bo, says that a nes, shleike der chateva, proves and tells everybody that Eidim Ne'emonim, these are witnesses on Emunas HaBore Torah Kulo. When we see a miracle, everybody sees clearly Yad Hashem. When the world runs naturally, we tend to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We tend to think it's our input. We tend to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a miracle happens, doesn't happen often, and it's not really the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the world to run, But if it does run, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu does do this, then something absolutely incredible happens. Eidus Ne'emonim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a creator. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going on, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in constant control. That's a Lashon Ramban in Sof Parshas, where the word Nes, we know the word Nes is miracle. Where's our word Nes? We find it in Pasuk in Yeshaya, Vel Amim Orim Nisi, I will hoist my banner to all people. And Nes is a banner. When a Nes happens, you see clearly the Yad Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu demonstrates he's truly in control. And if we learn the lesson, and we mechazik ourselves, and we take the limud, and we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control, then an incredible Teyeles can come out. That a person, A, he will see the Yad Hashem, he'll see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in constant control. Unlike till now, when he felt that everything, what a person tends to not to see everything, and he tends to feel that he's in control, but whenever this happens, an incredible Kiddush Hashem happens, that we see that the Yad Hashem. And that, says Ramban, comes to the ultimate when a person sees the Yad Hashem, more than that. He sees not only that Kiddush Baruch Hu is in control then, but the words of the Ramban are, Mitoch nisim hageluyim odomake benisim anistorim. If a person takes a lesson fully, and when he sees a nes, he suddenly realizes that Kadosh Baruch Hu is in total control, he suddenly chaps himself that not only is in control then, but even the regular day-to-day natural things that happen, that's the lesson. And the more one is mechazik oneself, the more merits one gets. So although doing a nes can take away from the merits of a person, because Hashem doesn't want to do it, and one shouldn't daven, but when a nes happens, and a person takes the right lesson from it, and he sees, he perceives from there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is controlled, and not only does he perceive from there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control, he realizes that 24/7 HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control, even when things run naturally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control, then a Kiddush Hashem can come out of it, and there's a gewaltiger, and a person can get merits from it. That, in truth, is the Ness of Chanukah. Truth of the Ness of Chanukah. We say in Moyes Tzur, incredible Roshan, B'nei Vino, Yemei Shmoino, Kovu Shiru Nonim. B'nei Vino, people of understanding, B'nei Vino, Yemei Shmoino, Kovu Shiru Nonim. They fixed 8 days Chanukah. What's the connection between B'nei Vino to Yemei Shmoino? And the Balei Musa say an incredible idea, that the Beis Yosef Asakasha, that we celebrate 8 days of Chanukah because of the 8 days of the miracle. There weren't the 8 days of miracle, there were only 7 days of miracle. One day there was enough oil. So in fact, there was only 7 days of miracle. Why are we celebrating 8 days? Says Reb Simcha Zissel of Kelm, no, there were 8 days of miracle. Everything's a miracle. Miracle just means it's Yad Hashem. When a miracle against the laws of nature happens, then we see Yad Hashem. When otherwise we drown without realizing it's Yad Hashem. But if a person sees a nes, and through that he takes the optimum limud, and he realizes that when the first day, when it burned naturally, it was also a nes, it's also Yad Hashem. A person who learns from the nisim ha-geluyim, that even nisim ha-nistorim Yad Hashem, that's the incredible limud. B'nei vino, Rashi says in Pashat Tetzaber, Bino is Mevin Dovo Mitech Dovo. He sees a Nes Golui, and from the Nes Golui, he realizes that even the Nes Nista is a Nes. A person, B'nei Vino, those people who take the full lesson of Chanukah, and they learn from Chanukah that even everything that naturally happens is Yad Hashem, then they realize they have to celebrate everything. Even when things happen naturally, B'nei Vino Yemei Shmoino Kogu Shironon. That's how the Rishonim are Masvim. And if you look at that's the concept of Pesume Niso, that we have to be mefaus in the Nes. Why do we need mefaus in the Nes? To show this concept that this Nes, that people can learn from it. We'll come back in a second. That's the Yesod of Nisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to do Nisim. It's not the way the world was created. But when a Nes happens and a person takes the Limud, then a person can gain merits out of it, not lose merits. Here we understand Yeshua's Yaakov. Says Yeshua's Yaakov, you're right, that if your wife's pregnant and you're desperate for a boy, you mustn't daven for a boy. It's a tefillah shov. You know why? Because even if a miracle happens, nobody's going to realize the miracle happened. You don't know what she's pregnant with. Such a nes which nothing will come out of it, nobody will appreciate it, even the husband himself, we don't know what she's pregnant with. Such a nes, there's nothing to gain out of such a nes. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu does a nes, nobody will see Yad Hashem. The whole point of a nes is, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, When I'm in Oyem Nisi, I lift up my pole and everybody will see Yad Hashem. Here, nobody's going to see it. Says the Yeshua Yaakov, that's why you can't dump such a nes. There's nothing to gain from this nes and there's everything to lose. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to do nisim. If a chizuk comes from it, then there's something to talk about. But that's a Mishnah in Brochus. If your wife's pregnant, there's absolutely no point because nobody's going to take anything from it. That's the case of the Mishnah in Brochus. That's why in that particular case you shouldn't daven. But any other nes, which a person will perceive the nes, and the more he perceives it, the more he understands it, and the more he recognizes Yad Hashem, not only the more he recognizes Yad Hashem, the more he says everything is nes, the more he mechazik himself, such a nes a person can daven for. We don't know how Kodesh Baruch Hu reckons the rewards, but if a person is willing to take the lesson of the nes when he sees the nes happening, and he's mechazik himself, both HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control when the nes happens. And mitech nisim ha-geluyim odom makim asurim. And if he's even mechazik himself, that continuously recognizes that even when nature happens, Yad Hashem, then there's a room to daven for nes. Then there's room to daven for nes, as Yeshua Yaakov. And that's a harachamon we say on Chanukah. On Chanukah, there was no greatness when a bottle of oil in the heichal. Rabbi Yisrael, where did this happen, this miracle of oil? Happened in secret. It happened in the Heichal. The Kohenim were in the Heichal, and it appears that very few people knew about this miracle. But the truth is, v'hidliku neiris b'chatzos kodshecho. And the Chassam Sofer says, they took it out into the Chotzer. And the Rambam holds you can light a menorah in the Chotzer, even a Zohar can light. The idea being, they wanted to be mefals in this nes. If a person sees a nes, not only does he see the nes, he's mefals in the nes. And not only is he mefals in the nes, everybody recognizes Yad Hashem. And not only everybody recognizes Yad Hashem, they realize even the first day is nes, that's the optimum. For you to see the nes, and to spread the nes, and to learn from the nisim ha-geluyim that even the first day, that we mentioned earlier, even when it's natural, there was enough oil for one day. Even that day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control. That's a maximum, such a nes one can daven for. If nobody's going to know about it, that's a Mishnah in Brochus. You shouldn't daven to change a boy to a girl. Nobody's going to know about it. It's only, there's everything to lose. But the nes of Chanukah is on the other side. When they were mefals in the nes, and you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in total control, and you learn that not only the 7 days is a miracle, that everything is a miracle, then faked. There's a mitzvah to daven for it, and one davens for it, harachmon, and that's a tefillah that one davens for. Very interesting, when the Rambam talks about Ner Chanukah, we find the concept of fahesia, of the mitzvah of Chanukah, and the menorah is to put out, people have to see it. No other mitzvah do we see that have to see it. Put it in the window, people passing. Even if you're lighting by yourself, if you come in the middle of the night from a journey, the Mishnah says you should wake up your blei bayis. Somebody's got to get a chiz, it's got to be mefasim. What's the concept of pirsum? The Rambam says two words. Laharos or legalos es hanes. Rambam's very careful with his words, but he uses two words. To show and to reveal the nes. There's two things. It's to show everybody the menorah is burning, or the gal is to reveal something. And I think the idea is to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in control in those days with an ace, or the gal is to reveal b'nei vino, to realize that you reveal a secret that even when it's nature, even the first day where there was no nace in it, there was enough oil to burn for one day. Even that's a concept of Chanukah. That's the concept of Chanukah, and that's why the only time you really mustn't daven for nes is when nobody's going to know about it. But the more that people know about it, and the more they learn from it, and the more they teach themselves that even nature's a nes, the stronger the schus is, and gives one a license to daven for nes. And if somebody's zeicher to nes, and they have to be mefalsim it, as we see Ner Chanukah, is that Yom Tov where we're mefalsim the nes. Because it's a neshleke dechateva, but it was done in public that everybody should learn and learn from there, that even the hidden miracles are really all b'yad Hashem. Interesting, there's one other place where we find the concept of pirsomet, of publicizing. What? Not so much. I was thinking somewhere else, which we say in Halal today. The mitzvah of Korban Toido. The four people who have miracles happen to them, somebody who's crossed the seas, crossed the desert, had an operation, has been released from prison, he has to bring a korban toid, it's Kapitel Kuf Zayin. How many challahs does he bring? He has to, in the basement, 40 challahs. How long, what korban is it? Korban shlomim with 40 challahs. Korban shlomim is normally given 2 days and one night. The yomim b'layla echol to eat. Korban toid is only yom b'layla. Very short time to eat it. It's a korban shlomim. So why is it only given 1 day and one night? Says the Netziv, an incredible Netziv in Pashas Tzavi, says in a few places. Because the whole point of thanking Hashem is publicizing it, getting as many people to know and to see the Yad Hashem. The Torah gives him 40 challahs to eat in minimum time. He's absolutely not going to be able to finish it within that short time. It's going to become noisa. He's going to have to invite his friends and his family to partake of it. And they're going to ask him what's going on, and he'll be mefals in the nes. In Netzivim Shilta says, we said in Halal this morning, L'cho ezbach zevach toido, uv'shem Hashem ekro, nedo el Hashem ha-shalem, negdo no l'cho l'amoy, b'chatzis b'is Hashem, three psukim. He says, L'cho ezbach zevach toido is, I will bring, if a nes happens to me, I will bring a zevach toido, kom toido, uv'shem Hashem ekro. I will call out to everybody in the name of Hashem. Part of the Hodor is to be mefals in the nest, to get the maximum number of people to appreciate that Kodesh Baruch Hu's control. That's L'cho Ezbach Zevach Toido B'Shem Hashem Eko. Nedorai L'Hashem Hashalim, I will pay my net that I promised to bring a Korban Toido, Negdo No L'cho Lamoy, by saying in front of his whole nation, the nest happened. Bechatzreis beis Hashem, beseichech Yerushalayim, says in the Tziv, is it in the Chotzer of HaKadosh Baruch in the Beis HaMikdash, or is it in Yerushalayim? The Korban is bought in the Beis HaMikdash, bechatzreis beis Hashem. Or beseichech Yerushalayim, I'm go out in Yerushalayim, bring everybody to eat, the Lachmei Toda can be eaten in the whole of Yerushalayim, to bring the maximum number of people to be mefarsim, as the Rambam says, just as Renei Chanukah, laharois ulegalois hanes, to tell them what happened, and the maximum, the best, the optimum, is to see the nes, to say over the nes, to show that Kadosh Baruch is in control, ulegalois, and to reveal that even when it's hidden, every day we eat, we breathe, we sleep, we act naturally, but it's not us, although Kadosh Baruch wants us to put the input in, but we're megala the nista, that it's not us, everything's from Hashem. From the Nisim HaGiluyim, as the Ramban says, we're makir b'nisim ha-nistorim, we're megale that even what's hidden, is we reveal that everything's b'yad Hashem. We should take a b'zoicha through the Adlokas Nechanukah to be megale l'haris ha-nes, to appreciate that Kodesh Baruch is in total control, and to understand that when we go through the year, everything that happens, all out 24/7, it's all coming beyond Hashem, even if we don't see it as clear. But we should be zoicha to appreciate just as much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the HaKol Yochol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in total control. We should thank him and be zoicha to many, to much more Hashpoim Yitz Hashem.
What's the program now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw someone else. Yeah.